You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And hello, everybody. Everybody, hello. I am so glad to be on with you on today. Welcome to another edition of your spiritual GPS to success. I am your host. I am Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. And yes, I am so happy to be here. I really am. Oh, thank you. Y'all are wonderful. To all of my friends, I really do. Please know that I appreciate you. Thank you for your messages, your texts. Some of you message me through Facebook. I'm still trying to get that Instagram going. I am doing better, though, so I'm proud of myself. You know, that's something to even think about. Have you ever been proud of yourself? Or have you been proud of yourself recently? That's something to think about. Have you been proud of yourself? There's something for all of us to be proud of. We are, you know, honestly, to make it through another day, I know we kind of just bypassed that a little bit, but honestly, to know that you made it through another day, hey, congratulations to you. Hats off to you. I'm telling you, celebrate. You made it through another work week, another month. Hey, you made it through COVID. Woo, yes. You deserve to be celebrated. Listen, I want you to tell somebody that Dr. Mosley is on. Go and log in. Now, if you ever want to be a part of our recorded lives audience, all you got to do is text LOA to 40691. But hold it. I almost forgot. You all, I am so excited. We have our new app that's out now. So go to your app store on Apple or Google Play and look up Dr. Michael Mosley. Would y'all do that? Oh, I'm so excited. Go to your app store and find Dr. Michael Mosley, and you can download the app. It's absolutely free. We have a lot of information that is on there, and it's growing every day. So I really, really, really want you to be a part of that. So go to the Apple Store and the Google Play Store and download Dr. Michael Mosley app, okay? Now, listen, I got to go to some callers. They're already in queue. I want to talk about today about rejection for just a moment, okay? I know that's something we don't ever really want to talk about, but rejection, it's, you know, it is kind of painful at times. It does hurt. It does hurt. No matter if it's a slight rejection or it's a heavy rejection or somebody just say, I don't want to be bothered with you no more. Get on away from here. You know, it can really hurt. And I want to talk about how do we handle rejection? And could the rejection even be from God? Could it be that God purposefully allowed this to happen? I want you to think about that for just a moment. Now, listen, I'm coming right back and I'm going to some callers in just a second or two, okay? But while I'm doing that, you go and download the app, Dr. Michael Mosley, okay? And I'll be right back. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And I tell people this. Now, many people know I am a minister ordained by God, and I love all of that. But normally, and if you follow my Facebook page, you will most likely have heard me make this statement. I am not your typical Bible teacher. Now, it's a difference. I teach the Bible, but I don't classify myself as a Bible teacher. I am a spiritual teacher, and it's a reason for that, because I go beyond the Bible. All right. We need both. Some people, they only limit to the Bible and what the Bible says. If it don't say it, they're not going to teach it. But I go beyond the Bible. I am your spiritual teacher. And I need us to be aware that sometimes as a spiritual teacher, we deal with rejection. And sometime it could be, you know, growing up in church, we said, "I ain't nothing but the devil. That's just an old devil." But everything is not the devil. Can you imagine that? You know, I know it's not proper, but that poor devil sitting over there saying, "I ain't do that, huh? Y'all blaming me for stuff I ain't even do." But really, sometimes it may be God. And it's a reason for the rejection. So sometimes God wants to see, how do we handle the rejection? And just for some of you Bible thumpers, and I am one of them, yes, I am, but there's a scripture that says that Jesus was rejected, and he was the stone that was rejected, and he became the chief cornerstone, right? Some of you all know that scripture. Well, what it's really saying was he dealt with the rejection. Some people didn't like Jesus. That's just Joseph and Mary's boy. I remember when he was a little baby. I remember he was a bad little fella, because I don't know how Jesus was. He probably was a little mischievous, you know. But some people are not going to ever receive you. They're not going to ever like you. And because they know your past, or they know your mama, your kinfolks. And sometimes that could be a rejection. How do you handle that rejection? And, you know, rejection, it just hurts, you know. And even Jesus made a statement one time. He said, you know, a prophet is without honor amongst his own kin and family. Some people, they're just not going to receive you. They're just not going to like you. You just don't have no influence, none whatsoever in their lives. So how do you deal with rejection? Some people are rejecting you because you're gay. Some people are rejecting you because you're a man. Oh, yeah, they do. Some people are rejecting you because you're African-American or you're white. Some people are rejecting you because you're a Trump supporter. Some people reject you because you live in an affluent neighborhood, and vice versa. Some people reject you because you live in a very impoverished neighborhood. How do you deal with rejection? And like the old folks say, if it haven't happened to you, oh, keep living, sugar. Keep living. It's going to happen one day. Oh, yes. And we got to know how to deal with rejection. We got to know, even who was that kept trying to have a baby? Was that Abraham? And he and Sarah kept trying to have a baby, and no. No, I bet that was one time Sarah was really upset when her cycle came, like, dang it. But every time she had that cycle, you ladies know what I'm talking about, it was a sign of a rejection, like God did not hear her prayer. God is not honoring your request. How do you deal with that rejection? And sometimes, I'm getting ready to go to the phone line. Sometimes when you're dealing with rejection, three things I tell people to do. Sometimes you got to respond. How do you respond? How do you respond? Are you going to hang there, you know, stay there and fight it? Or are you going to just run away from it? And that doesn't mean to be negative. It's just, I'm through with it. What are you going to do? Then sometimes you got to retreat, which means I got to pull back. I got to really just kind of reanalyze. What I want to say is reassess. I have to reassess. And after I reassess, sometimes, and hopefully after this broadcast, I pray that you reemerge, that you come back. So really, I pray that with the rejection, you know, you be careful how you respond, but then maybe you do need to retreat or rethink or reassess. All of those are the same one. But hopefully you'll always reemerge. I'm coming back. Let's go to Keisha from Seattle, Washington, and find out how she deals with rejection. And of course, I'm going to answer your prophetic questions. So, Keisha, how you doing? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me good?
I got you, Keisha. How you doing, my beautiful friend?
Good. I'm doing well.
Wonderful. Now, Keisha, how do you deal with rejection?
I am the retreat type. I will go into my shell and I will reassess things, try to see it from a higher perspective, which is not always easy. It's actually very challenging, but I am the retreat type of person.
So when you retreat, what do you do?
Well, really, I kind of take a stand back a little bit and look at whatever the situation is, what my parts are in that situation, things that I have possibly allowed or the things that I've done, as well as just the situation in general. And I try to pull something positive out of it. That doesn't happen in every case, but we try to. But I take my time just to understand things a little better. I feel like when I don't do that, I'll make impulsive decisions, and most people do. So I really just kind of go within to see, like, what can I learn from those situations?
Now, Keisha, do you, when you feel rejected, do you just cuss somebody or want to cuss them out? Do you ever just want that?
I want to, but usually what happens is I will say my piece in the situation and I will just like ghost. I won't say anything after that, because at that point I don't want to kind of continue keeping on, you know, with arguing and things like that. I don't really like that. So I will say what it is that I feel and hope that is received. And if not, then I just kind of cut that conversation.
I congratulate you on that, because some people really will just keep going. And another thing, and let me tell you another thing, your mama, you know, they just want to keep going.
Yeah. So,
but I really congratulate you, because you got to know when to say when. When is enough. And I heard you when you said you said your piece, and now you're pretty much, you really do retreat. You really go within. So now, Keisha, what is something I can look into for you on today?
So for the last few months, I have been in the retreat stage. Mm-hmm. And I woke up today, I wasn't depressed, I wasn't sad, I wasn't disappointed. And I feel like I'm getting to the place now where I can possibly reemerge. I just want to know, open question, what do you see for me as I'm stepping kind of back into, not necessarily my power, but just stepping back into me as a person, you know, 100%. What do you see in the near future?
I see you really, now this is the word, as soon as you asked the question, the word was written before me, gain, G-A-I-N, gain. I feel that you're going to gain. I feel, are you, well, I don't have a lot of time for questions, but I feel like your muscles are going to strengthen. Now, these obviously must be spiritual muscles, because I really do feel like mm-hmm. I'm lifting weights. Back in the day, they used to be called barbells, or dumbbells. I feel like I'm lifting the weights. And so therefore, it's making you stronger. I feel that you are, and this is what Spirit is saying, you're going to have your weight gain, which is strength, not physical, but spiritual weight gain. You're going to be empowered. I encourage you to feel the power, embrace the power. Really, what is that? I heard somebody make this statement one time, I am woman, hear me roar. You know, that's what I feel. That's what I'm sensing for you. You are going to regain. Something is special. Now, I know Christmas is in December, but I feel like I really am focused around that month of December. What is special for you in December? Is it somebody's birthday, anniversary, or something?
No, I just usually, that's my one month out of the year where I'm insanely family oriented. That means I'm flying all over the place to see everybody. And I got to make sure I get all the cousins and stuff. So it's always usually a pretty happy time for me.
All right. So that time is what I feel like I'm really circling that month. So therefore, right now you are in weight gain stage. You are in weight gain. When he's also telling me that when some actors or actresses, when they have to even have weight gain, physical weight gain to play a role, they have to really engage in eating, muscle building, and all of that to fulfill this role. And so this is what I need you to be aware of. These next few months, it's going to be weight gain. You are preparing for the role, the new you. So it's spiritual weight gain. You're going to read a few more things. You're going to really try a few more things. A few more things as in what? As in meditating. really embarking upon, really, not embarking, but really embracing everything that you feel, really, because it's causing you to become stronger. There's a lot of weight gain, and it is in preparation for the month of December, okay?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate you always.
Well, blessings to you, Kiki. Enjoy your day and stay encouraged, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't go anywhere. I got some more callers online. Have you downloaded that app? Go on now. Go to Google Play and then go to Apple for all of you Apple users and download our new app, drmichaelmosley.com. I'll be right back.
Do you feel me? Do you feel me? Do you feel me?
You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and I'm just really, really excited. Have you downloaded that app? Go on now. I'm looking at you. You know your phone in your hand. Go on. Download the app. DrMichaelMosley.com. And by the way, some of you, I'm not really saying this as a plug for my birthday, but this is my birthday month of September. Yeah, I'm a year older. And you know what? I'm grateful to God. I used to lie. I was on my way to hell, y'all. I used to lie and say I was 27. I would say I was 27 for almost 20 years. I kept that at 27. However, one day I began to log on Facebook and I started seeing how some of my classmates, I was reading their obituaries, and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm still here. Let me show God I'm appreciative that I am the age that I am. So I'm turning 54. I'll be 54 on the 16th of September. So now, but listen, at the time of this recording, if you go and use the code word success, and if you want to get a reading, your reading is 50% off. So, hey, catch your one-on-one reading with me. It should be also on the app. Download the app, drmichaelmosley.com, and book your one-on-one session with me and get it 50% off. Okay? Use the code word success. All right? We're talking about rejection. I'm going to the phone line right now. Let's see if I can talk to Michelle. Michelle, how you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. How about you today?
I am wonderful. I love your energy. I love that. I'm doing fabulous. Yes. All right. You make me want to get up and exercise. And that did not last that long. All right. I'm back to myself. Michelle, have you ever dealt with rejection?
Yes, I have. It did not feel good at all.
It did not feel good. What was the horrible part about that rejection?
We have a family business, and we had some contracts going on, and we got the contract, we got awarded everything, and then a few weeks later, they came back and said it was a mistake. Yeah, we did all this planning and preparation and everything, and they just dropped the ball on us. And that hurt.
So what could you consider that you gained, if anything, from that rejection?
I gained that everything is not for us and it's not for the business. Because when we received the email, we were really excited on one hand. And then the other hand, it's like, do we have the manpower to really fulfill this order? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, yes and no. I'm talking to myself saying that. And I'm like, yes and no. So I was wrestling back and forth. So I think a little bit of that had to do with God stepping in.
I agree.
So we wouldn't make a big mistake.
I agree.
We gained we gained another contract that was more suitable for the manpower that we have. I just rethink that.
I love what you're saying. I love it because I've had to, it really enlightens me because I've had to deal with that when I thought I was ready for something, and maybe so, but you know, I think some things that I did not get or it was a rejection, it was really for my betterment. Although I was mad, and I tell anybody, I was mad at God. I was mad at God. I was so mad at God. I ain't singing no gospel song. I ain't doing nothing. Leave me alone. But you know, and for everybody, you know, at some point in time, you're going to get over it. Hopefully so.
Yeah.
You want to get over it. And you know, you laugh. You ever heard somebody say, one day we go look back on this and laugh.
And that's what I'm doing now.
Yes. I ain't gonna be honest. It took me a while to get that over. I finally got there. Thank God, because I was mad. I ain't gonna lie. But listen, Michelle, I am grateful that you're on, my dear. And so, tell me something I can look into for you on today. What is your question for today?
My question is for myself. Mm-hmm. I'm wrestling with something, but I'm not quite sure what it is. And I was fasting for the last 2 days to try to get clarity on it. I'm not quite sure what it is.
Okay. Now, you're going to have to give me a little bit more understanding on that. When you say you don't know what it is, what do you mean you're wrestling with?
I'm feeling like not myself. I'm out of character. I'm out of who Michelle really is.
Okay.
And I'm thinking maybe because I have so much stuff going on, trying to balance teenage daughters, that seniors, the family business, family members has cancer. So it's like I'm just like all over the place.
All right. Let me go with what I'm hearing once you've made that statement. You mentioned all of that, but it's one word that came to mind that you're battling, and that's the spirit of failure. That's the spirit. It's a spirit of failure. You are so nervous and about failing. You do have a lot on you, but you don't want to fail. And you have a lot of stuff in your hand, I got so much, I'm trying to carry all the groceries in by myself, so I want to make all, just want to make one trip, so you got everything, got a bag in your mouth, biting your teeth, trying to hold everything, and it really is too much for you. So, what I'm going to encourage you to do, and this is going to be really, really hard, I'm going to tell you straight, it's going to be hard for you to do. It is going to be hard. And that is to relax. It really is going to be hard. You're so used to doing everything. And just relax. It's not, the fasting is wonderful. It's not what you need. You're trying to get, when we fast in church, what we're doing, or spiritually, we're trying to gain more power, gain more authority, gain more, maybe what we call anointing, more energy to do the things that we need to do spiritually. You really do have that. The fasting is not what you need. If you really want to fast, you need to fast from working or from stress.
Okay.
Sometimes what I feel like, I have an office, I'm in my office right now. There are sometimes I need to get out of the office and avoid the office. Don't go in the office, because if I do, it's taking my mind to work when I need to reset my mind, to reassess what is going on in my thought pattern. Am I making sense to you?
Yes, you are. You are. You're hitting it on the nail.
So this is what I feel that we need to do right now. We just need to reassess a little bit, relax, really, because the fasting is not what you really need to do. Just relax. You got it. If something falls, you can pick it back up, and God is there to help you pick it back up. And do you know, let me share this with you and others that are listening to me. Sometimes God will purposefully make you drop something just to show you that he got you.
Yes. Yes. I believe in that. Yes.
So
thank you.
Really relax. Enjoy the journey. Just enjoy. Your business is really succeeding. It really is. And I think I told you this in our reading that we had. Take it slow. Enjoy the journey. You really yes. don't want it to go too fast, because if it does, it's going to really tire you out. Okay?
Thank you so much. Yes.
You're more than welcome, my dear. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. Don't forget, go and download the app right now. Dr. Michael Mosley. What is it? Dr. Michael Mosley Ministries. Okay. Go on and download the app, and also book your session with Dr. Mosley and use the code word success. You'll get 50% off of your reading. And I want to talk to you. I really do. I like talking to y'all. Listen, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. I got Anita coming up next. Tune in your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And please be aware that sometimes we have to deal with rejection, and it's not always the devil. Sometimes, some of us, we have been rejected even in a funny way by our kids. You know, sometimes I used to do things for my children and they don't need me to do it anymore. It's a rejection, like, oh, they growing up. They don't need me to walk them to school anymore. They don't need me to do this for them anymore, hold their hand. I remember one time I asked Sir Michael, this was really, he's what, 13 now, I believe, 12 or 13. And I think he was like 9 years old. And I asked him, I said, do you need to go to the potty? He looked at me, Daddy, for real? Potty. He goes, for real, you want me to... potty. And I still say it today. Anybody need to go to the potty? Daddy, for real. And then, you know, it's like a rejection. Like, I don't care. Well, I need to go to the potty. Let me go to Anita. Anita in Nashville. How you doing, my dear?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Anita, now you're such, I know you, Anita. You're such a beautiful sweetheart. I remember meeting you in church, and you was an usher.
Yeah.
You was an usher in the church. Now, some of them ushers, you know, they be holding the door and people be mad, like, let me in, huh? You know, so people get an attitude with the usher sometimes. But so they deal with rejection. How do you deal with rejection?
It all depends on who it is and what kind of mood I'm in. Just going to be honest, because if you strike, I have two personalities. I got Anita and I got Michelle. And Michelle is the nicer one of Anita. But if you hit Anita right, Anita will get back at you, and before you know it, you've been cut with the tongue.
Ooh, Lord Jesus. Next time I come to church and I see you at the door, I'm going to say, what's your name? Which one am I talking to? Is it Anita or Michelle? I want Michelle.
Right.
But Anita, has it really... Being, and I know you're a single woman, you have your children, and they're growing up now, and what is...
Dr. Mosley, they left me.
They left you?
Yes, both of them moved out. They left me.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, so you know what? Now, with that, right there, because somebody else is listening, and they said, well, what do I do? Because you're no longer, you don't have to be the mother that you used to be. You know, you still go be their mother, but you don't have to be their mother the way you used to be. And it's a sign that I need to do something different. So now that they've moved out and they've left you, what are you going to do?
You know, I'm at the place where I'm trying to find out what do I do? Like, they don't call, they don't text. Well, today they've both been texting. They want to be funny today, so they've both been texting me while I've been at work. But they will definitely call when they need their mother, when they need some advice. Most of the time, I just sit around the house and try to figure out what I'm going to eat and watch streaming. I stream my TV all day long.
Oh, now you know what? Honestly, do you want them to call you or to text you?
I want them to let me know that they're okay.
Do you do you want them to call or do you want them to text you? Do you want that communication?
Yes, I do. You know, a simple, "Hey, Mom, how are you?"
I get it. So just checking on you as well.
I'm going to only call you, right, or I'm only going to call you when I'm in a crisis and the ship is burning down and I need somebody to save me.
You know, because sometimes some people don't really know how to react when they moved out, because some people are different. They're like, "Oh, you got your own place. Don't be calling me." You know, really, some people are like
angry.
That.
I was angry at my daughter when she moved out, because it wasn't like my son. He came in, he said, "Mom, I'm leaving. Are you okay with that?" And I was like, "Yeah, go ahead. Do what you want to do." My daughter was just like, she stayed away. Like, she spent the night at somebody's house and never came back home.
Now, where'd she get that from? Is that her mama or her daddy?
It's probably both of us.
Wow. So now you're getting a small little taste of your own medicine, huh?
Yes.
But it's not as pleasant as what you may desire. And so now you have to... I talked about this the other day. You now have to reinvent yourself. Reinvent, yes. Or really re-identify yourself. So you have to find out, who is Anita now? Or who is Michelle now? Right. What is it that they like or don't like to do? So I assume that's the process that you're in. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, I have realized that I don't like to cook.
Really?
I probably cook probably once a week. Well, I don't have anybody to cook for, so... And I'm used to cooking big meals and there's nobody but me. And I'm just like, why? I eat out a lot.
You know, honestly, you take my mind back, because this month of September also is the death anniversary of my mother. Uh-huh. But I remember when I moved out, I went to the house to visit her, and there was this huge pot of beans, or chili beans, what she called it. And it took my, when you just said that, I'm like, wow, you still making this big old pot? It ain't nobody here but you. But that's all, right. That's the only way she knew how to cook.
That's the only way you know how to cook. Yes.
Wow. Yes. So, Anita, what is the question I could address for you on today?
I'm stressed and I don't know why. I want to know, how do I get this off of me? I feel like a house is sitting on my shoulders.
Okay.
And maybe that's because I want a house.
It may be because you want a house. It may be because you want so many different things. I also feel that part of it is, your children are doing what you want to do. And it's like you're left behind. And so part of that is, now it's your turn. And also, it is, believe it or not, it really is a stress that, what do I do now? Because you used to use your kids as not an excuse, but an avoidance for some of your own desires.
Right.
So now it's like they're gone and all of your desires are really hitting you. It's like, boom. It's like walking outside in the cold wind and you're naked. You don't have a coat on to protect you from the cold. Now it's like, boom. So that's what is going on. It's like you really realize that your life is totally in your hands. It's almost like you're starting over again. Are you starting again? Are the real responsibilities on you now? What do you want? And it's manageable. You can really do it. It's a wonderful place to be. But it's just accepting where you are. That's going
that
to
makes
help.
Sense. Because I feel
really
guilty when I do stuff by myself or for myself.
Wow. So now it's just really time for you to accept, hey, I'm alone. And I don't want to cook. I'm just going to make me a bologna sandwich. Ooh, I hate bologna. I'm so sorry. I'm going to make me... I hate bologna. I really do. Y'all, I just hate it with a passion. But it's time for you to move forward, accepting where you are and even what you want to do and what you don't want to do. And I'm going to tell you this. Uh-huh. Do not be alarmed if your desires change.
Okay.
Because I do feel that some of them will.
Okay.
So it's like, well, you know, sometimes even when I don't have any money, I used to, I want this, I want that, I want this. But then when I get the money, I'm like, I can wait on a new cell phone. I don't really don't need
it. Exactly. You know? Yes.
But all the time I didn't have no money. Oh, I'm going to get that iPhone. But once I got the money to go and get it, I can wait. It's all right.
Yeah.
So this is where you are. So I invite you to accept, and you're going to start feeling that weight start leaving. It's going to start leaving. It's just now you really are able to accept what you really want, what Anita or what Michelle really wants. And let's dissect that and really just embrace it. Okay? And reemerge.
Will do. Will do.
Well, blessings to you, my dear. Stay encouraged and tell the kids hello for me. Would you do it?
I will.
Blessings to you. Don't worry about it. I have a feeling that you're not alone. Now, we just going to have to pray some wonderful person up there to help share the space and that you can cook for. Amen. Yeah, amen.
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 You get that amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God, we will. Amen. Now, not two amens. Now, watch it. You were almost on the verge of something there. I'm just teasing. Let me leave that alone.
I just need one good one.
I don't want to get on Michelle's bad side. I don't want to get on Anita's side. I want Michelle. Enjoy the day. I'm about to call you Michelle. Enjoy the day, Anita.
I will.
Everybody, you tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Mosley. Don't go anywhere. I got more callers in queue. I was
insecure. You built me up and made me. You gave my pride right back to me. You're my precious friend. With you, I'll always have a friend. You're someone who I can depend. That sometimes bends.
Without you,
life has no meaning or rhyme.
You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Download our new app, Michael L. Mosley Ministries. Go to Google Play and go to the App Store on your Apple phone and download the app. I'm so excited. And schedule your reading with me, okay? Schedule your reading and use the code word. It's my birthday month, but use the code word success and receive 50% off of your reading, okay? Yeah. Whole 50% off. Yeah. Let me go to Tyreek out of Atlanta. Tyreek, how you doing on today?
How's it going? Pretty good. We're sitting in traffic for about an hour and a half.
You've been sitting in traffic about an hour and a half?
Yeah, I think it was an accident. So we were just in a standstill for like for about 45 minutes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You know, that ain't a good
spot.
Oh,
I'm fine.
I'm glad you're fine, because that ain't a good spot to be in if you got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, that's why I left. I went before I left. That's my voice. No, my body said, go to the bathroom.
See,
okay, I hear you.
Yeah, I'm glad you heard it. I'm glad you heard it. Because, boy, that would have been a little mess right there. But, Tyreek, have you ever dealt with rejection?
I have. I want to say this to all the other ladies. Just good luck with everything. But for me, I received rejection as a promotion.
Mm.
And the reason why I say that, because when you're being rejected from something or someone, that means that it's something else that's better for you.
Okay. So you receive rejection as a promotion.
Yes. And every time I have been rejected, even though it may have hurt, but I end up getting something better.
So really, right now, somebody that's listening, it is true. And I have to agree with you. And this is what I let people know. We have to be reminded, I do anyway, that God really is aware. He's aware yes. of our desires. He's aware of that. And I was wanting something really a couple of months ago, and I did not get it. And I was so disappointed. I was just like, ah. But I had to, you know, finally get over and realize, okay, you are aware of something. And come to find out about I realized that, hey, you know what? Yeah, I'm glad I didn't get it now, because it would have been really, really bad for me. So you are right, Tariq. It is a promotion. So I applaud you that you're able to see that. So Tariq, what is something I can look into for you on today?
I'm actually currently in a relationship, and I'm feeling rejected right now. So I'm not sure. I have a feeling that there's infidelity going on. Mm-hmm. But I'm uncertain.
I'm
very uncertain. But yes. And I'm about to move, but I'm not sure if she should come along with me or not.
Well, let me say this. I cannot, I'm trying to be cautious how I answer your question or your statement. Well, let me ask this. What do you want to know? What is your question for me?
Well, frankly, I'm gonna just say this right now, because I've been having a lot of seizures, and so we're trying to find a location, but most of the places are full. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure we get a home, so we don't want to end up being homeless because our lease is up, and so mm-hmm. we're not staying over here where we are because it's gotten too bad. So we want to make sure we're gonna have a roof over our heads.
So you're still making a statement. You ain't asking me a question yet. What is your question?
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. So are we gonna have a place to live within the next month?
Yes. You will have a place to live. It is challenging, but you will. All right. And with that, some things you got to make sure that we are on the same page. Everybody's moving on the same page. So that's what you need to make sure of. You know, I think there's power in agreement as to what we're going to do or where we're going to go. And so, again, if we both, you and her, are in an agreement, I really do feel that you will have a place to stay. If there's not agreement, then that's where the challenge comes in. So to answer your question, yes, I do feel that you will have a place to stay. If we want that to really manifest quicker, let's be on the same page, okay?
Gotcha. Okay,
right.
Sounds good.
Wonderful, Tariq. Well, hurry up and get on home, and I pray you get out of traffic real quickly, okay?
Oh, yeah, we'll do.
All right, blessings to you, Tariq. Listen, I'm seeing if I can go to Janine out of New York. Let's see if we can go to Janine. And while Janine is coming, I want you to make sure you go and download the app, everybody, and make sure that you schedule your next session with me, that one-on-one. Yeah, I am so excited to talk with you and use the code word success, okay? Use the code word success. And you two will be able to have that personal one-on-one private reading with me. Let's see if I can go to Janine. Janine, how you doing?
I'm great. And you, Dr. Monkle?
I'm doing wonderful, Janine. Janine, have you ever dealt with rejection?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's just a part of living. But my upbringing, my mother taught us all of that. She would always say, let me tell you something. It's for you. And don't force it. And when she was talking about personal relationships, she said, why would you want someone that don't want you?
Why would you want someone that don't want you? Wow.
That was a way she put it to avoid rejection. To make it easier, you know.
I agree. And you know, honestly, some people, they feel, and being a therapist, I've heard it, that they felt like they could change the person, or they can make them
exactly.
want them. And well, they just confused. They don't know if they really want me or not. Or they they're going through a divorce. They don't know if they want me or not. They don't know, yes. But it's something to really think about. Why do you want someone that don't want you? That really is exactly. Powerful. So, Janine, what is something I can look into? Say it again.
Just a general. I was going to say when something didn't go my way or I got rejected or something, I always had this feeling of something better. I knew it was something better. If God don't make any mistakes. And he got always, always, when it got rejected, it was always something better.
That's all.
And I was like, oh, I bit the bullet on that one.
Well, I congratulate you. And it really is, takes a mature mindset to realize, wait a minute. There is something better. And you know, honestly,
yeah.
I'll be 54 in a few days. And, you know, you think back, it's almost like you know too much now. You're too old for some things. We should know by
exactly.
Now. After 50 years of living, hey, if that didn't work out, it's got to be something. Your experience mm-hmm. should tell you that there is something better. And so, but really, I'll be honest, I was throwing a tantrum a few months ago because I didn't get what I wanted. But, you know, it's like, now I look back, I'm ashamed, like, not Mosley, you over 50 years old, you know God's got something better. And we tell our kids this all the time around my Christmas time. Well, you know, if I didn't get that right now, trust me, just hold on. Christmas is coming. But I want to encourage you, Janine. I do feel that there are some wonderful vibrations around you. But the month of September is a time to reflect, reflect, and reevaluate. Honestly, it is a time of reflecting and reevaluating. Now, some people do this at the end of the year, but for whatever reason, September is your time to reflect and reevaluate, and which may cause you to redo some things before we get to the close of the year. I'm not sure why, but I'm getting that you are a planner. I'm looking at a planner, like we used to have them, the big calendars where we used to write and plan things. I really feel this is your planning yeah. stage right now. So really reevaluate, reassess, and just, you know, replan some things that you desire to do even for the rest of this year. And I believe that God is really with you in doing so. So that's some manifestations okay, that he you. Wants you to see, okay?
Thank you. And I download your website. It is absolutely lovely.
Thank you. I appreciate it, my dear. Blessings to you. Now, see y'all, Janine downloaded What's Wrong With Y'all, huh? Go on and download it. But listen, Janine, thank you so much. And is it still hot in New York area, or is it starting to cool down a little bit?
It's starting to cool down now. We get some Indian summer days, but it's starting to cool down.
See, today was the very first day here in Georgia where it's just starting to cool a little bit, just a little. But at least we can go outside and relax a little bit. So we grateful for that.
Yes.
Enjoy your day, Janine. I'll talk to you again real soon, okay? You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right on back.
Drifting on a memory.
in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, your spiritual life coach, and I am happy to be here with you. You know, we all may face rejection sometime, and it doesn't feel good, but I heard a song some years ago that says, "He meant it for my good." It didn't feel good, but he meant it for my good. And some things, it really wasn't the devil. It was God. And some things, because he wanted you to realize there's something better for you. Let me go to Tammy. Tammy, how are you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing wonderful, Tammy. Now, Tammy, I'm running out of time, but Tammy, have you ever dealt with rejection?
Well, yes, I have. And not too long ago, I was supposed to speak at my church for Minister Speak. Now, I know Minister Speak, when you're supposed to speak at your church, at least you're supposed to go at least 3 Sundays before you speak. But okay. My pastor canceled it, and I felt some kind of way. Then I start thinking, you can't feel no kind of way. You haven't been to church. My pastor keeps on calling me a junior mother. So, and I'm like, well, and I keep trying to reject it. I keep trying to reject that because I'm a praise and worshiper. And I keep trying to reject that mother thing. But then it just came to me where, okay, well, you know, you've been mothering a lot of people that's not your children. So
may be what you need right now. It doesn't take away from the worship, but it just may be another extension of who you are. So, Tammy, what is something I can look at you for you on today?
Well, today I just want to, because my spirit is like being overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Last year, about come Sunday, last year I was burying my mother. Mm-hmm. So, and it's coming down on me so hard, you know, because I'm the one to stay up and, you know, build everybody up at funerals and everything. But it's kind of hitting me hard, you know, it's hard.
I want you to, what I feel from spirit is, again, I told somebody else this, relax and yes, embrace the feeling.
Yes.
Embrace the hurt, the pain. Mm-hmm. Don't reject it, but embrace it that we can heal from it.
Yes, sir.
So if you embrace it, I've been there, you know, September 26th is when my mother passed away, and I can start to feel, oh, it's coming, you know, it's coming. But embrace it. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I cry, sometimes I laugh. But embrace those feelings. Give God a chance to prove that he is with you at all times.
Thank you, God.
So it's okay to cry, it's okay to hurt, it's okay to be angry, it's okay to laugh, it's okay to go have fun, because he's with you at all times. Give him a chance to show you that. And I believe that this anniversary of her death will be much better than even last year when she actually passed. Let's embrace the feeling. And believe it or not, it does get better as we keep going, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, my dear. You stay blessed. God bless your heart as well. Oh, my friends, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Let me see if I can go to Marty. I believe I'm trying to get to Marty. See if Marty can pick up that line for me. But while Marty is coming, don't forget, what I need you to do is go and download the new app. Yes, download the new app, Dr. Michael Mosley Ministries. Okay, go to Google Play and the Apple App Store, and download our app. Let me see if Marty, are you there?
Yes, Minister Marty's here, all the way from Las Vegas.
Oh, from Las Vegas, hot Vegas. But now it's probably cooling off right now. But
no, it's hot.
It's hot. Oh goodness.
Yes.
Now, Marty, have you ever dealt with rejection?
Story of my life. I've been dealing with it for the last 13 years. I wanted to ask you, because you prophesied something to me years ago when you were here, And you sent me a message earlier today. I sent you my book link.
Yes, yes.
Once you read the book. So once you read the book, that'll bring you up to speed on everything. Very short read on Amazon. I want to know, is the individual ever going to, that I was involved with, is she ever going to come around and apologize to me? The situation, even though we're not involved in them, I mean, she won't even talk to me. But that's all I want to know at this point. And I've been holding on, you know, because I believe you're a man of God. And it's not like I've been waiting on, when's she going to come? I have been going on and living my life. But I will say, ever since I've wrote this book that came out in July, it seems like I'm reliving everything all over again. And then next Friday is my mother's birthday, you know, and she expired 13 years ago. So that's all I need to know. That's all I need to know.
Well, let me, because I only have just a few more minutes left, but let me answer your question. I have to be very clear about my answer. You need, hear me, and I don't mean this in a negative way, please understand, but you're not moving on. You're living, but you're not moving on. I need you to move on. To answer your question directly, I don't see them coming back. I do not. And that's possible that they can, but right now, as far as I see, I do not see them. This person has a very narcissistic attitude or a narcissistic personality, and yes, I do not see them. Now, I'm not saying they're a bad person. No, I am saying that for you, I have to deal with you. You got to move forward. And in writing your book, it did. It brought up all of those feelings again, and that's normal, but it's time for you to move forward. It's that important. We got to move forward, not avoiding the hurt, but really moving forward to heal the hurt. Let this birthday of your mother allow you to just move forward in life. That we are going to be successful, that we're going to achieve the desires of the heart. So I really do feel that this is a time for you to move forward and ask God, Lord, help me to heal from this individual. Because that's still, and the hurt is very deep. And I say that's, you have every right to feel hurt. You went through a lot. But now we got to go through the healing process. Is what I'm saying making sense to you, Mr. Marty?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So please
know that.
Yes.
Will we ever cross paths again at all that she would even have a decent conversation at all with me?
That's what I have to say. What Spirit is telling me to let you know, that's not for you to even really concern yourself with. Because it doesn't matter. Don't look for this person to come back. Don't look to have a conversation with this person. And I do know, it's like, I need an apology. I need a healing. But this time I'm going to have to tell you, that has to come from God, not the person. I get it and I understand it, and you do deserve it, but they're not the ones. I don't see it happening. Now, it can, but right now, for you to become a better person, it's time for you. You just got to work on yourself and say, I got to move on.
Yeah.
Whether they do it or not,
yeah.
Bottom line, don't look for them to, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Blessings to you, my friend. And we got to connect again real soon, but I thank you for the message on Facebook. I really do. You all, I got to go. My time is up. It's here and gone. And you know what? I am not out of words and I'm not out of love, but I am out of time. We all may face rejection, but we got to move forward. We got to move on. We got to reassess, reevaluate, but more importantly, we got to reemerge. Download the new app, all right? And I'll talk to you again real soon. Blessings, everybody.